Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Third Gilmore Girl, a memoir by Kelly Bishop, read by the author, with a foreword written and read by Amy Sherman Palladino.
Warning. This is a foreword about to be read by a non-actor. That's me. I don't act. I write for a reason, in a dark room, crying, eating my hair. Kelly asked me to do this. No one says no to Kelly. I'm Amy Sherman Palladino. I'm sorry. Get some coffee. I'll know her when she walks in. That's what I kept saying. It was the fall of 1999. I had just had a pilot script picked up by the WB Network with its dancing frog mascot and executive offices in a trailer that could be hooked up to a car and towed away at any second. At the time, they were specializing in shows for the young. Dawson's Creek, Felicity, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. My script was called The Gilmore Girls. The original title had a "the" in it, and the network had a heart attack. No one would watch something called The Gilmore Girls. Too girly. Men won't think there's sex. Boys won't think anyone gets punched. They insisted we change the name. So they did some testing, and the brilliant decision was to drop the. Now, my show had a lead in her 30s, which was 1,000 in the WB world, and I knew if this was going to work that the family unit had to work. It had to, like, resonate with everyone. Each piece of casting was crucial. It was way out of the WB's comfort zone. So I assembled a murderer's row of actors. Lauren Graham was our Lorelai Gilmore. Ed Herman was her father, Richard Gilmore. Alexis Bledel, fresh out of NYU, was Lorelai's daughter, Rory. One vital piece of casting left. Emily Gilmore, the moneyed matriarch of the Gilmore clan. Now, I know exactly who she's supposed to be in my head. I see it. I see her swagger, her icy stare, her cutting humor, her elegance, her deep hurt and vulnerability, which she covers with sarcasm in Chanel's suits. It's as clear as day in my brain. All I have to do is find the actress to play her. Gilmore Girls is my very first hour-long show. No one thinks I know what the hell I'm doing. We've been seeing every actress over 50 in what felt like the entire world. Wonderful actresses with wonderful credits come in and read for us. And after each one leaves, my director and my producing partner, sitting on either side of me, look at each other hopefully. Well, she was good. Bring her back. And the angel of death sitting in the middle says, no, that's not Emily. Now, I have to say I sympathize with them. We've been sitting in this grim room for weeks. We feel like we might die here. My producing partner starts to get annoyed. All these good actors come in and you keep saying, no, what the hell are you looking for? And I shrug like the dick I am. I'll know her when she walks in. 3 days later, more women. More good auditions. More good credits. Now they're...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?